Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Lamed Zayin. Sukkah Lamed Zayin. And today we're going to discuss various halachos relating to holding the Dal Aminim, which is on today's daf. Rava has a number of halachos, all in the name of Rava here on daf Lamed Zayin, Amad Aleph, going over to Lamed Zayin, Amad Beis. Rava says talks about lekichai de davar acher. If somebody has a hefsek, if they're holding the Dal Aminim through a scarf, what about with a glove? Right, that's the Tosfos discussion. That's not today's shiur. And Rava also Rava/Rabba have a discussion on Lama Zayin Mavez on top. When you want to cut the lulav, you have to first take it out of the eged and then cut it. What about if you want to smell the hadas? But towards the bottom of the towards the end of the section, Rabba says the Amar Rabba lulav biyamin ve'esro bismol. The lulav is in the right hand when we hold the lulav, and the esrog is in the left hand. My time up. Hani tlasa mitzvos v'hai chada mitzvah. Because the lulav has three mitzvos, and the esrog is one mitzvah. And that's why we hold the lulav in the right and the esrog in the left. So just one ha'ara before we get to the main topic, and that is, it's an interesting lashon, three mitzvos and one mitzvah. It doesn't say three chalakim of the mitzvah, and one chelik of the mitzvah. Right? You get the impression there are four mitzvahs here. There aren't four mitzvahs here. Right? There are the monia mitzvahs counted as one. But it's parts of a mitzvah. The fact that the Gemara calls it mitzvah does give each one independent significance, as we've had in this perek. Each one of the Dal Aminim is discussed separately. Right? We had lulav hagazal, and then hadas, and arava, and esrog. They each discussed separately. But it's interesting that they're all each called a separate mitzvah. This is the example the Rambam and the other Monei mitzvahs give when they talk about counting minyan mitzvos. And the appropriate way to put together different parts. The Rambam, as we know, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, has rules and regulations, 14 rules and regulations, how you count mitzvos in the Shrushim. And Shorish Achadasar, the 11th rule, the Rambam says is, She'ein ro'i limnos chelke ha-mitzvah biprat chelek v'chelek b'fnei atzma. Ha-mekubatz mehem mitzvah achas. You don't count parts of a mitzvah as a separate one of the 613. That's not what you do. Pa'amim yatziv ya'achas shu mitzvah achas yesh lo chalakim rabim. Sometimes there'll be a mitzvah and there'll be many parts to the mitzvah. What's the first example he gives? Kamo mitzvah lulav, the mitzvah of lulav, shehi arba'as aminim, which are four parts. Hine lo nomar ki pri eitz hadar mitzvah bifnei atzma v'kapos tvara mitzvah bifnei atzma v'anaf eitz avos mitzvah bifnei atzma v'arvi nachal mitzvah bifnei atzma. No. These four are all part of the mitzvah. Kihut siva lekabtzam, Hashem commanded to put them together. The achar kibutzam tia hamitzvah lekichas hakol biyad biyom hayadua. Putting them together on the specific day, that is the mitzvah. And then he says other examples. The process of being metara mitzora has a lot of different parts to it. The different animals, different sections. Shteitzi parb chayos, two live birds. Ve'etz eres ve'ezov shni tolas. Mayim chayim klicheres b'sheish mitzvos. You don't count that as six mitzvos. Avotaras mitzora mitzvah achas. Being metara mitzora is one mitzvah. Right? Bechol ta'areha. He says the same thing in terms of what to do with the tumas of a mitzorah. And he continues, you have to be very medactic and careful to understand this. Right? Or another example, chalitza, right? The spitting and the taking off the shoe and the kriyas apsukim, right? But sometimes it's a little tricky. What's called parts of a mitzvah and what's called separate mitzvahs. And now he says, in the back of the Rambam's mind, what about tefillin? Tefillin are two mitzvahs. What about tzitzis? Tchelas and lavan? Tchelas and lavan is one mitzvah. So sometimes it's a little tricky. We think that, oh, it's simple, a dal aminim and parts of a tara of mitzorah or tumas of a mitzorah. The Rambam says it's not so simple. Masha amru chachamim. Bo, Shadavar Aploni Vaploni Ma'akvin Zezeh. Oh, says the Rambam, you have a siman. You have a way most of the time to tell. whether it's one mitzvah or separate mitzvahs, whether they're ma'akiv each other. If the dvar ma'akvin zedze, if each part is ma'akiv each other, if you don't have one, you're not yotze the mitzvah, that's a simen muvik, that it's one mitzvah. Dalad minim, if you're missing an esrog, then there's no point of taking the other three minim. Right, if you're missing one, taras and mitzora. Right, so if you're missing part of the process, so that's usually how you know. Kibo arbas minim shebelula v'lechem apanim im lavona zaka. The lechem apanim with the lavona sheteasa imo shalashona mizeh hasadar v'abazichin ma'akvin zedzeh. And he continues, but it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work because by tzitzis ein ma'akvin zedzeh. They're not ma'akev, tchilas are not ma'akev the lavan, and lavan the tchilas, and yet it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. So it doesn't always work. The Rambam notes that at the end of his piece. Sha'afilu achalakim she'ena ma'akvim zed zed pa'amim yu mitzvah achas, kishayiyah ha'inyin echad. If the inyin is one, then even if they're not ma'akev each other. That's why it's a little tricky, says the Rambam. Ki ha'kavana betzitzes l'man tizkeru, im claim klal adavar ha'machayev l'zikar mitzvah achas imana. The point of tzitzes is one inyin, says the Rambam. Hine lo nishar lanu ki imkein shenabit b'minyan mitzvahs la amram ma'akvin o ein ma'akvin. So it must be that you can't just look in ma'akev and in ma'akev. That's not going to help you. Ki im le'inyan levad. You have to look at the inyan. You have to look at the conceptual connection of all the items. Im hu inyan echad o inyanim rabim k'moshe bi'arda b'shorosh ha'tashi'i me'elu hasharashim. So that's an important yisod of the Rambam, but it's alluded to already here where the Gemara calls it three mitzvos and one mitzvah, but really we know, according to the Rambam, it's inyan echad, and therefore we count it as one, and we don't count it as more than one. Good, but now we get to our topic for today. Good, so now we get to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Nun Aleph quotes that we hold the lulav in our right hand and the esrog in our left hand because of three mitzvahs versus one mitzvah. The reason is not set, it's said by the Mefarshim. Yito haguda biyado haimanis, rasheyem lamala vikram lamata v'esrog bismalas. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ask the Magen Avraham, why do we need the specific reason of lulav in the right hand and esrog in the left hand? Three mitzvahs, one mitzvah. Whenever you make a bracha on anything, you hold it in your right hand. If I make a bracha on an apple, I have to hold the apple in my right hand. Every chefza shel hana'a or chefza shel mitzvah is always in the right hand. That's chashivus. So why does the Gemara have to give a specific reason relating to dalad minim that that's why you have to hold it in your right hand? I would have known otherwise. Ask the Magen Avraham right here. It's os vav. Yesh makshim. Everything you make a bracha on, you have to hold it in your right hand. Ready? Quotes that from Birchas Hanenin. What, you can be machalik between Birchas Hanenin and Birchas Mitzvah? No, it's an idea of chashivus. So whether it's hana or mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham gives two answers. The yesh lomar, the hachi kamar, fascinating havamina. What would have been my havamina without the Gemara? The hachi kamar lulav biyamin v'esrog b'smol klomar mipnei ma ein lochin shneihem biyamin. The havamin is that you should take everything in your right hand, even the esrog in your right hand, and that's the answer. No. Three mitzvahs and one mitzvah, meaning the Torah separates them. Klomar da hapasik hifrid b'hani gimel mitzvahs l'chud. Sharei kasuv. What does it say? Va'anaf eitz avos ve'arve nachal v'gabe kapos tmarim loksivav. Right, it doesn't say. So you see, pre-Eitz Adar is put separately. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. You're right. Right is important, but you would have thought all of them in the right. Kamash Malan is three in one. Okay, that's one answer. Inami asalashmi inan, or the Magen Avraham says, what if you already made the bracha on them? Afilu birech alav kvar ve'achar kach nodo pam mashenis. What if you're taking them a second time without a bracha? So there's no issue of holding it in the right hand l'shem the bracha. Let's say a person said the bracha retilas lulav before davening. They do it in the sukkah. That's their minag machlokas and minhagim. And then they come. It's before halal, so they take it out and they're not going to make a bracha on it. So how do you know you're supposed to hold it in your right hand there? There's no bracha. So that's the chiddush. Sorach litlo biyamin kagon b'shas amiras hoshanas, says the Magen Avraham, and therefore That's the chiddush of our of the Gemara, that even at the time when you're not going to be making a bracha, you still should hold it in the right hand and in the left hand. And that is what we try to do. The Magen in the Mishnah Berurah says here, he quotes this, as if katan tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says that v'yafilu birechal of kfar v'yachar ha'nolo pam sheni k'gom b'shad amir s'hashana tzarech litlo b'yamin. Right, you're not supposed to hold it like that. Three, the lulav in the right and the lulav in the esrog in the left. V'im natal shneim biyado achas, karso v'archas chayim d'lo yatzo. The archas chayim, one of the rishonim, you're not yotzi if you hold it all in one hand. V'das hataz d'yatzo, kivish lo haya ha'esrog yimab aguda achas. The taz says, no, it's okay, as long as it's not in one aguda, within, you know, it's not within that eged that we have. Shar tziyun. If I would have wrapped it with the S with the lulav, that I wouldn't be yotzei. Uladina gamkein zangamba zetzarachian. I'm still not sure about that. Maybe it's always looked at it separately, but definitely the chachila, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, that we should have three in one and the esrog in the other. Ask the Achronim. I saw in the Dvir Hakodesh. It was Svarim on Zvachim and Menachas also, but he has a Sefer on Moedim, he asks, what's the Svar of the Magen Avraham? I mean, you were Yotze the Mitzvah already. What does he say? Even after you've been Yotze the Mitzvah, you're picking it up for Hoshanas, you're picking it up for Hallel, you know, we would say three in the right hand and one in the left hand. You've already been Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? So if you want to say it's based on three and one to do the Mitzvah, you've already been Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? What do you see from that Magen Avraham, though? It's a din in the Tilas Lulav. It's not just a din in the Bracha. It's a din in to the way that halachically netilas lulav is defined is lulav in the right and esrog in the left. Umevur mehai tirutza the Magen Avraham the din lulav biyaminu din netilas lulav the kachu gather halakicha belulav. It's not just a din in hilchas brachas. It's a din in hilchas lulav, and therefore even if I'm not making a bracha, but I'm holding the lulav, that's the way I should hold the lulav. This relates to a topic that we discussed. Probably last year sometime, we've had shiur about it also, when we talk about maximal and minimal ways of doing mitzvos. There's minimal ways of doing mitzvos, but I could also expand. We discussed this by matzah. The Rambam's lashon by matzah. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. And once I eat a kezayis, I'm yotzei. So Achronim Medayik, it doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis a matzah. It's a mitzvah to eat a matzah. As much matzah as I eat at the Seder, that's part of the mitzvah daraisa. Once I eat a kezayis, I'm yotzei. I don't have to eat anymore. But everything I would have done, would eat the matzah, right? Or Kriya Shema. Discuss the Shita of the Ramban, right? What's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? The Ramban says first pasuk, Rashi says first parsha, Tosfos says first two parshias, the Rambam says all three parshias. But it's clear from Gemaras, there's a Gemara in Brachas that talks about, are you going to be mafsik during Kriya Shema l'shem a certain reason? Mafsik during Kriya Shema? According to the Ramban, at the first pasuk, of course you can't be mafsik. What's the Gemara talking about? So explains the Netziv, even according to the Ramban, that the first pasuk is all you have to say minimally, but if I choose to expand it to include the first parsha, the first two parshas, that all is nechshav, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara can ask, can he be mafsik during Kriya Shema, because that's all called Kriya Shema. Kia Shofar, one might say this also to answer some questions of the Rishonim, why it's not Bal Tosef, is all part of the mitzvah. So here too, whenever I pick up the lulav, it's part of the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And this is how it's defined, according to the Gemara. Lulav b'yamin, v'esrog b'smol. Again, there's a kiyum all day. Remember, we're going to have in a couple of days the Anshei Yerushalayim. Right? Mem Aleph Amabez. The Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry their lulavs around all day. Adam Yosef Yebeso, lulav b'yado. Holech l'beis ha'kneses, lulav b'yado. Kori b'yase kriya shema mispa, lulav b'yado. It was in their hands all day. Why? Lo diacha shall use zrizim b'mitzvahs. Zrizim b'mitzvahs, their mitzvah was done in the morning. What are they doing? The answer is no. It's all part of the mitzvah. Zrizim b'mitzvahs. So that's the definition of the mitzvah. So it's interesting though, because you know many sometimes aren't so medaktik. Like in Hoshanas, we'll hold the siddur in our left hand and hold the lulav and esrog in our right hand. So there are those. They quote from that in Bris there was a person who held the siddur for the chas and it walked backwards in front of him, so he would be able to do the Hoshanas right, with holding it in the appropriate hands, or now we have little cards that make it easier, or on the wrist to make it easier. But it definitely seems that lechatchila one should do it. Again, I think also one has to make sure that it's not a chumra da'asi l'dekula. Sometimes people might be very makpid, they want to be makpid for this Magen Avraham and the Achronim to hold the lulav in the right and the esrog in the left, and because of that, they're going to be holding the sitter like on their thumbs, and they're going to be poking the guy in front of them with the lulav the whole time. You know, that's also a mitzvah, not to hurt the person in front of you. So, you know, maybe it's better to be machmir in Hilchos Bein Adam L'Chavero, you know, than to be machmir for this chumrah. So, again, one should only do this if one is able to not have any kulas on the other side. Okay, but that's lechatchila. But again, if one held it that way for the mitzvah of lulav, you know, then it is okay. One or two other points relating to achizas lulav, and that is big discussion of a lefty. Right? What does a lefty do? What does a lefty do? This is a machlokas we're showing him here. Machlokas we're showing. The Rush says that a lefty switches. That a lefty had the lulav in his left hand and the esrog in his right hand. I knew of a rabbi who's a lefty who always announced before Nitiyas Lulav every sukkis, because the kahal often copies what the rabbi does. Don't do what I do, right? Because he's a lefty and he has to make sure that the righties do what righties do and lefties do what lefties do. That is in the Rush, and that's the Shita in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Itur and the Tur. The Tur only quotes one Shita. The Tur says right here in Tough Rishon Alsev Gimel. The Afimu Itir Yad Yemino Yitol Esrog B'Smol Kol Adam Shehu Yemino. Right, even if he's a lefty, he holds the Esrog in everybody's left, which is his right, meaning his stronger hand. So that's the Itur and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes the Rosh, Machlokas B'Chaber and the Ramah. So generally, the Minhag Olam, I think, is for Ashkenaz to follow the Ramah, even though they quote from the Stipler, that the Stipler was a lefty, and he held like the Shulchan Aruch, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, he still felt that the Lulav should be on the right side, and the Esrog should be on the left side, but, you know, one should follow their Mesorah. But I think in general, if one doesn't have any Mesorah, a lefty should follow the Ramah. It's interesting, if you look, whenever lefty-righty comes up, we like to quote this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchas Tfilin, in Meseches Tfilin, he gathers together 88 halachos that have to, halachos, minhagim, issues, 88 areas that have to do with lefty-righty issues in halacha, and he categorizes them into 8 categories. And, you know, some of them switch lefty-righty, some of them don't switch. So first of all, dvar matzliim b'koach, that obviously switches. Tfilin, right? Things that have to do with strength of the arm, then obviously it's going to switch. Number two, dvarim shehem yishum yamin hakadosh baruch hu. The right side of Hashem, that doesn't switch. Yamin of Hashem, right? Generally, when we take 3 steps back after the Amida, we go left first, because that's the right side of Hashem, right? So that doesn't matter if you're a lefty or a righty. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, right? That's Yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's maybe Nefilas Apayim, right, by Fertachrin, if you're not wearing tefillin, right? And when you Baruch Hu Hashem Avorach by an Aliyah, that's number two. Three, Dvar Matzliim B'Lev, things that have to do with the heart. Right, the heart of a lefty and a righty doesn't change. It's always on the left side. The Kana and the Veshet, right, by Haseba, that's not going to change based on righty, lefty. But things that need right beferish, halachas, right, of a mitzora or chalitza, right, that's a machlokas we showed him. Right, does that change? And here, our category, Dvarim Hatzluyim b'chashivus. It's not about koach, but chashivus. Because right is usually more chashuv. So does that switch if you're a lefty? Is left more chashuv for a lefty? So what are the examples in that category? Number one, how you hold the lulav. That's what he has. That's the smachlokas between the Itzur and the Rush. But it's more chashuv to hold the lulav in your more chashuv hand. So does chashivas, is that connected to koach? That's a machlokas. And he said the same machlokas might be for a kos of birchas hamazon. Does a lefty hold the kos of birchas hamazon? They're benching ala kos. Do you hold it on the right hand or the left hand? Or he says, Tali, he says, shoes. Right, right, left, right. Right for a righty. Or does that switch for a lefty? Or rochets, right? There's an Indian of washing. Somebody washes, you know, their body. The right side before the left side. Right, does the left side go first? So our machlokes is part of category, one of those categories that he has here. He also has, Dvarbsho, called Pinoshat Taponet, which we had a shiur about a couple of months ago in Masechta Shabbos. But either way, this is all lefty-righty. This is issue number two. So we have left hand, right hand, three and one. We have, does the lefty switch? There's also an important discussion, which is really a separate shiur, but just to touch on it, and that is, when do you say the brachas? How do you get over lasiyasan for dal and minim? You know, most mitzvos, they're simple. You make the bracha, you do the mitzvah. But once in a while, there's a tricky one. You know, how are you supposed to do over lasiyasan for dal and minim? You have the shayla about netilas yadayim, you have the shayla about alakas neris, right? And here too, what about dal and minim? So this is Tosfos on Lama Tesam and Aleph, among other places in Shas, has many opinions. What are you supposed to do? When are you supposed to make the bracha? Why? What's the problem? Because if I pick up the dal and minim and then I make the bracha, it's already too late. I've already been yotze the mitzvah, beholding the minim. If it's on the table and I make the brachas, then maybe that's called over to over. Maybe that's too early, right? Because, you know, you're supposed to have it already in your hand when you make the bracha. So all different suggestions given by Tosfos. Here on Lama Tesam and Aleph, maybe turn it upside down. That's the minhag of many, right? Turn the, it's easiest just to turn the esrog upside down. Hardest to turn the lulav upside down. Turn the esrog upside down. Maybe take it with kavana shelo latzeis. That's what they call peshem the grop, right? Pick it up and have kavana not to be yotzei the mitzvah until after you make the bracha. So various opinions given. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, quotes a choice. Shulchan Aruch says, do whichever one. Works out better. Yivarech anatilas lulav shechianu kodem shita lesro. So the Shulchan Aruch says, say both brachas before you pick it up. Kadeshi yivarech over lasiyaso. Oh, yafoch esro gashi yivarech. Shulchan Aruch says, either one. Either one you have the choice of doing. There are those, Bikur Yaakov here, the Aruch Laner in his commentary on Sukkah, says there are those that have the minog of picking it upside down, or not picking it up, saying the bracha of anatilas lulav, then turning it over or picking it up, and then saying shechianu. He says, I don't know what where that minhag comes from. I think it's wrong. I think shechianu also has to get over lasiyasan, and therefore you should put out shechianu with the original bracha. But he quotes that minhag. He thinks it's wrong. He quotes it from the Siddur Beis Yaakov, which I didn't find in my Siddur Beis Yaakov, but he quotes it from Yaakov Emden. It must be somewhere. But there are others. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes some achronim that maybe, you know, we could separate the shechianu, so one should follow their family custom. But if one does not have a family custom, one should definitely put the shechianu part of the berachas mitzvah. Right? That's it becomes a unit with it, and therefore one should do it before the over lasiyasan, whichever minhag one has in terms of picking up the dalid minim. Okay, we'll stop here.